Welcome to Royal Grace Chapel, the Empowerment Center, where faith comes alive through inspiring messages and teachings. At Royal Grace Chapel, our mission is to empower you to connect with God in worship, relationship with other believers, and enable you to fulfill your purpose for global impact. We believe in the power of transformation through the Word of God, and that's exactly what you'll experience as you journey with us through our plethora of messages. Get ready to be equipped, uplifted, and empowered on your path of faith. Be transformed as you listen to today's empowering message.
That is important. Important people to you are not determined by how much they have. It's not determined by what they can give you. It is the placement in life that determines you. Hallelujah. For instance, my mother is important to me. She might not be able to speak English, not even Nigerian English, before you start looking for American or British. She might not be able to speak any English at all, but she is important to me. And when they say, bring your mother out, even if my mother is dying, last 10 years, she is still my mother. I will stand up and she will sit down. You getting what I am saying? I will do what? Stand up, and she will do what? She will sit down because she is important to me. Children are important to their mother, especially their fathers too. Amen. I'm a mother, so I can only speak for myself. Amen. Pardon me. I don't know what goes on in the mind of a man. I'm a woman. Let's stay with that. Amen. Amen. Children are important to mother. If the house is burning, pack your load. As a mother, how will you pack? What will you say is important to you in the house? Your jewelry. You have four children in the house. The house is burning. They say, hey, emergency, pack your load, pack your load. The woman is sleeping. She woke up from her dream. What do you carry? Eh? You will hear? Hey, Chinedu! Hey! She will count them. They will be complete before she move. Move an inch. Have you seen, been to maybe where they are clearing people to enter, maybe at an airport or something, and you are a mother, you are gone with your children. They are not telling you at the customs, and they are saying that, madam, you go ahead, your children will come later. It be like, are you okay? Are you okay? I don't get what you are saying. Go where? We stay here. If they say they have found cocaine on the child, do you think the mother will go? They are going to get, no. We together. They found it on, we'll be all of us. Let us go to where you are taking him. Let's see it together. You see a woman that is touched up. If you want to know how ugly she can get, or how standing her breasts are, touch her children. There's an adage, the Niger Delta, they said, race never reached race. Eh? Nahi. let me not say the rest. Hallelujah. When it comes down to it, we know the important people in our lives. They are not known by title. They are not known by riches. And they are not known by what they can give. They are known by the placement of God in your life. How God has placed that person. We don't choose our mothers. We don't choose our fathers. We don't choose, the only person as a woman you have the ability to choose are your friends and your husband. Amen. Amen. Where are the young men here? Listen and listen attentively. You are the one that will choose your wife. Don't let your wife choose you. How can your wife choose you? You see that girl? She's so fair or so dark. Figure eight. And the way she's moving, the movement is choosing you. You're on your own, no? It's a lifetime commitment, though. that figurehead will disappear in a matter of time. What will happen when there is no figurehead again? When figurehead turns to figure 10, what will happen? Don't let your friends and your spouse choose you. You choose them. We choose them. But once you have chosen them, they become important people in your life. That's why you have to choose wisely. They occupy important position because you can be sleeping and your wife is angry with you and pour acid on your face. Yes. If she is not controlled by the Spirit of God, there's a way you can annoy somebody. It has happened. It happens. A man is sleeping and he's stabbed to death. A woman is sleeping and she receives acid all over her body. She said, if I can't have her, nobody will have her. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Important people deserve to be honored. Important people deserve to be what? Many of us have important people in our lives that we are not honoring. Today is the day you should repent. Identify the important people. Your father, your mother, your spouse, your children. Are you getting what I am saying? These are the important people. Your spiritual father. Those of you that are in this church, have you received your pastor as a spiritual father in your life? If you are, where is his honor? If I am your father, the Bible says, where is my honor? If he is your husband, where is his honor? You can serve him. You cannot do anything for him. If he is your father, where is his honor? You don't wash his clothes. You don't clean his shoes. He doesn't come by and say, Daddy, bring your shoe. Let me remove your shoe. Let me remove your socks. Let me give you some massage. Everything is not money. There is honoring with substance. There is honoring without substance. The positioning, your countenance, your receptiveness determines whether you honor somebody truly or you don't. That you honor somebody is not a song. That you wake up in the morning. Darling, I honor you. Honey, I honor you. I honor you. Keep quiet. When it comes down to action, say, hey! Hold yourself there. Uh-huh. The same you. How you talk, how you regard the person, and how you give to the person shows whether you truly honor or not. You know, that's why we always say that when it comes to God, you know, God is the highest person or spiritual person that we give to in our lives, because he is the one that created us and gave us life, right? And so when it comes to offering, it's not a time for us to squeeze our 5 naira notes or 10 naira notes or 20 naira notes. It doesn't matter the value of the money that you are holding. But in relation to what you have, it does matter. Sometimes, what I give is very low, but that is in relation to what I have. It is more than I'm willing to spend on myself at that point. Hallelujah. Reverend, you say that when it gets new notes, you know, when they brought the 50 naira notes, how many of us those times? 100 naira new notes, 200 naira new notes, 500 naira new notes, 1,000. He has the habit of giving the first one he receives to God. And I copied that from him. So when I got my first 100 naira notes, 200 naira notes, I also gave. 500 naira notes, very easy. 1,000 naira notes, very easy. Recently, somebody gave me $100. I started calculating in my mind. How much is dollar again? 1,200 times $100. 120,000. But I decided. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No. I gave it. When I got my first 1 million. Hallelujah. I gave the tithe of it. When I got my first. Should I proceed? I always give a tithe. If you cannot give a tithe of 1 million. Anytime you jam 100 million. Why will you give 10 million from it? Are you understand what I'm saying? Honor the Lord with your substance. With the first fruit. First fruit means the first of the first of the first of the first of everything that you have. You know why God wants us to honor him with these things? So that you can learn to honor those who you need to honor in your life. Your spiritual mother does not know you. How can she know you when you have not communicated anything with her in terms of your substance? Where your treasure is, there lies your heart. You say you love me, you love me, you love me, you love me with only your mouth. How can my husband be telling me he loves me during this Christmas period? This Christmas period, you love me. You love me so much. You love me so much. You love me so much. Where is the money? I'm not saying that it's about money, but money is involved. Ah, everything is on ground. You love me. You love me. I'm having headache about how to buy clothes for 4 children. Do you know how much you're selling ready-made now? Oh, some of you don't know. You will know in a couple of years in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 shoe, 7K, times 4. When they were shouting those days, family planning, some of us were not listening. Now, when you hear all these things, yeah. Those of you that are upcoming, some on time. Hallelujah. So, honoring means communicating with what you have. The best people that are important in your life. In my own life, God is first. God is first. Then the priests that God has placed over my life, which is my husband, is second. For every married woman, your husband, then you see your pastor in the church and say, Daddy, good afternoon, sir. Our daddy, welcome, sir. I should bring you water. Everything you are doing it on your knees. Your husband have not seen your bending of the knees since he has married you. You are going to hell. Hallelujah. The Bible says a double something scale is an abomination to the Lord. A scale that is double. They use it to, how many of you will go and want to buy 1 kilo of chicken somewhere? And the person has turned the head of the scale. And you ended up going home with 500 grams of chicken. How much is a kilo of chicken now? And you now finally count the person. It's going to be a laughing matter. If you catch a thief, he must pay back sevenfold of what he has stolen. Is that day that he will pay back? Sevenfold. Hallelujah. Amen. A false scale is an abomination to the Lord. What you are doing, if you do not honor God first, sorry, Magali. First, God must be honored. Then, if you are a woman and you are married, your husband must be honored second after God. Before your spiritual father or your spiritual mother. You are not good inside the house, but in public, you are painting everywhere like MTN. Yeah, the boy is good. The boy is good everywhere. I used to tell my son, my first son, is here by the way. Can you give a round of applause? Oh, that's him at the back. He's shy. I used to tell my son, Because he has two sisters that can talk for Africa. He cannot talk so much, so they can provoke him. And they had one of the reasons why he was praying to God that he wanted a brother. He finally got a brother. Yes. But the challenge is that the brother is very little. He's very big. Hallelujah. So when his sisters provoke him, he starts fighting them. They will, if you see the way he will deal with them, with big palm, one slap like that you will hear upstairs. And you know those words, they will scream as if they have been poured hot oil. And when the frequency increased, I told him, I said, see, you know your friends think that you're a good person. Let your sisters also think that you're a good person. If you're a bad brother at home, and you are a good friend outside, God is not pleased with it. Find a way to walk with them. Find a way to live with them. He said, you don't know that's my brother. Yeah, Lady P, it's because you don't know my sister. That's how you're talking like that. If you live with us, you will see. See, if you cannot live with your brother or your sister and honor each other rightly, you can't live with a husband or a wife who is an outsider. Hallelujah. Amen. God, your husband. For the men, your wife, too. She's supposed to honor you, though. But the Bible says, love her in return. Honor her, too. As a weaker vessel. Treat her right. Then your spiritual father and mother, you must know them. They must know you. If you believe in mentorship, your mentor. Your mentor, very important. Hallelujah. Amen. Your parents. Your parents are for those that are unmarried. Do you understand? So let me read the order for those that are unmarried. God. Then your parents. Then the applications. No, you know you have not accepted any applications. So your parents go there. For the married people too, your parents are there, up there. I think I omitted it somewhere there. Before you have your spiritual parents, your physical parent comes because you can see them. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to honor these people. And honor is holding in high esteem. Hallelujah. Amen. Have I read any scripture here today? No. Hallelujah. I have quoted some, okay? There are two categories of honoring, like I mentioned earlier. The first one is honor without physical substance. Honor without what? Physical substance. And it's an intentional process that communicates attachment and admiration. It's a what? Intentional process that communicates acceptance and admiration. That means acknowledging the person, his achievement, is what a person is. It communicates acceptance and what? Admiration. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32. Leviticus. I hope you pronounce it well. Because I know this is a Gen Z church. 19 verse 32, it says, and I read in the New Living Translation, stand up in the presence of the elderly and show respect for the aged. Fear your God, I am the Lord. Young people nowadays don't show respect or honor. You know, there is this thing that you do as a young person. If you are in the bus, how many of us have been in Molwe or what's that? BRT before? An elderly person comes in and is holding, standing. The right thing to do as a young person is to stand and let the person sit. Just as you will stand and let a pregnant woman sit. But people will rather stand for a pregnant woman, you see, a pregnant young woman, than stand for an elderly man or an elderly woman. This is not right when it comes to honoring. This is honoring without substance. This is the actions, the little things that we do around us that counts in the presence of God. It's not until you go on the mountain and do 40 days of fasting and prayer before God sees you and notices you. There are some kind acts, there are some honorable things that you can do, that you can inculcate in your life that will make God notice you, that will bring you the necessary rewards. See, when it comes to you honoring the important people around you, it is God that rewards it, not man. When I decide that I want to honor my husband, I'm not honoring him so that he can give me money. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When he is talking and he's angry, I choose to keep quiet because there cannot be two captains in the ship. I choose to, not that I don't have better things to say. Oh, women, are we here? A lot of women can talk for Africa. We can. If you meet a good woman lawyer in the court, run. Hallelujah. Amen. Even in business. What there was a time I was running a bakery. When I look at you, I remember. I was running a bakery. And one of the things I knew then is that before you learn business, learn how to fight. Before you even know, okay, how do they mix this dough and this flour together? First of all, go and learn the law of police station. Learn the law of the people you want to deal with. Learn the fight. That's how you can survive. If you don't learn those things, I fought with a particular woman because she was owing me, and then went to her shop and said, oh yeah, today, because she took the product worth hundreds of thousands of bread, collected the money and went to go and use it to rent a shop. She relocated. So somebody described the shop when we got there. Say, she even bought generator. Then we said we must collect our money. It became a kind of. The guy I went to, he was hot-tempered. This woman, God will judge you. God. Because she begged, she and her husband were doing the business, but it just... So by the time we just did that, we realized that when it turned to a fight, we realized, we have not reported this in the police station. We quickly went to the police station. She met us there. By the time we were reporting it, she also was reporting. She said, we stole 100,000 plus in our shop. We carried our generator. Hey, just because we went to ask for money. And it became a big case. Eventually, it was seen that she was lying, but you know, we have spent unnecessary money. Hallelujah. So when it comes to, you know, fighting or having an argument, you know, maybe with my husband, I know what to say. I know how to go about it. But sometimes I just choose to honor him by doing what? Keeping quiet. I choose to honor him. Honor is a choice. And it is not because you get rewarded from that person you are honoring. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it wrong. If you offer your seat to an old man, the old man is not going to give you money in return. If you give your prophet a drink of water, you are not going to blessings from his mouth, prophetic, 1 million. No. It is God that said you would receive something. He is the one that is in charge of blessing the people that honors. If you want to have a dealing with God, you have to learn to honor those people that are important. You might not really like them. The Bible says honor your father and your mother. Not those ones that have taken care of you alone. Not those ones that have sent you to school alone. Not those ones that are giving you money alone. Your father and your mother, whether they are witches, wizards, prostitutes, whatever they carry, she's your mother. It's an important position that she occupies. You honor for that. Not because they will say thank you. Joyce Meyer. The father raped her since she was a very little girl. Continued to rape her until she became became a teenager and she ran away eventually. And she ended up in the hands of the man that married her, a bad marriage. She had divorce before she met the man that she just married and converted and all. Her journey was rough. Her journey was terrible. There was a day she was writing that was saying that a policeman caught herself and her father in the car having sex. And the father offered her to the policeman just to keep the policeman short. She's just a hooker. Is that how? But when those parents eventually got old, she was the one that took care of them. She was the one that took care of them, paid their bills, housed them. Did she have anything that, did she owe them any form of honor with what they have done? No. You can look at it like that. Oh, no. She doesn't owe them anything, but the Bible said no. God knows what he is saying when he said, because when you honor somebody, you put a seed in the ground for yourself to come back to harvest. Honor is a seed that becomes an harvest for you in the future. If you have not honored, you might not be honored. How many of us like very beautiful gifts when we do our birthdays? Big cake, chocolate cake. How many people have you given chocolate cake? Cake, big cake. How many of you would like to receive a car for your birthday? Ah. How many people have you even given the bicycle? You just look at it like this and you wrap it up and say, okay, I can't give a car, but a bicycle. Give and it shall be what? In good. When you give honor, that is when you can receive it. You are wondering why your birthday is always dry. Nobody remembers. It is because you have not remembered anybody. You have amnesia when it comes to people's birthdays. Your father is celebrating his birthday, has been doing it for so long. You have not celebrated him. Years ago, me and my siblings decided to be putting something together for our parents every year. Their birthday must be celebrated. It must be celebrated. You have to do it. Your spiritual parents. I, as a mother now, I am showing my children how to treat me when I'm old because I take them along. Come and see. We're going to honor grandpa. We are going to honor grandma. You don't teach your children that. You don't get it done for you as well. Hallelujah. I said very short message, right? Amen. Honor with physical substance. That's the second one. Honoring with what? Physical substance. I am going to read this scripture and then we'll round up. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 7 from verse 36 to 35. 36 to, yeah, 36 downwards. Luke 7. Please, I want you to listen to this scripture very well. It's very, very important. Verse 36 says, one of the Pharisees asked Judas, to have dinner with him. So Jesus went to his home and sat down to eat. 37. When a certain immoral woman said to somebody, immoral woman. Who is an immoral woman? A prostitute, right? Yes. She came in from that city and he was eating there and brought what? A beautiful alabaster jar filled with expensive perfume. 38. Then she knelt down behind him at his feet, weeping, and tears fell on his feet, and she wiped them off with her hair. Then she kept kissing his feet and putting perfume on them. Then the Pharisee who had invited him saw this. He said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know what kind of woman she is touching him, right? She is what? A sinner. Verse 40. Then Jesus answered his thoughts. He didn't say it out. Jesus answered his what? God can hear whatever you are thinking. You can see this Pharisee invited Jesus to come and eat as if he's honoring him, right? But he was only honoring him for everybody to see, not for the honor itself, because he was not able to see that what that woman was doing was to honor Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus answered his thought and said, Simon, he said to the Pharisee, I have something to say to you. Jesus has something to say to you today. Turn to somebody and say, Jesus has something to say to you. Go ahead, teacher, Simon said. Then Jesus told him a story. He said, a man loaned money to two people, 500 pieces of silver to one and 50 pieces to another. 42. But neither of them could repay him, so he kindly forgave both of them, canceling their debts. Who do you suppose love him more after that? Verse 40, what now? 43, Simon answered, I suppose the one for whom he canceled the larger debts. Have you seen the scripture that says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of, yeah? Yes, we are all sinners. That Simon was a sinner too, right? But he saw another woman who is a prostitute and thought that this one, he's not worthy of Jesus. Hallelujah. That is right, Jesus said. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, he said, look at this woman kneeling here. When I entered your home, you did not offer me water to wash the dust from my feet. But she washed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You didn't greet me with a kiss. But from the time I first came in, she has not kissing my feet. You neglected the courtesy of olive oil. Courtesy. Of olive oil to anoint my head. But she has anointed my feet with rare perfume. I tell you, her sins, and they are many, have been forgiven. So she has shown me so much love. But a person who is forgiven little shows only little love. And Jesus said to the woman, your sins are forgiven. The men at the table said among themselves, who is this man that he goes around forgiving sins? And Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Can you see that story? That woman did not come to play. There are two people, the Pharisee that invited Jesus to come and eat, and the woman that came to honor. Which category do you fall when it comes to honoring? Are you the one that does it for sure? Because the Pharisee announced, for the woman to know that he was eating here, he would have made public announcement. I want to honor Jesus. Oh, I want to honor Jesus. Everybody come and gather at my house. I will be cooking pork chops. Small chops. I will be cooking jollof fries. I will be cooking, killing seven cows. Jesus is coming to my house, everybody. Oh. And when the Jesus came, they did not bother with curtsies. They didn't wash his feet. It was very important thing then because they lived in the Arabian lands where there was so much dust. And a very important person that you call very important, that you have made announcements that he's coming to eat your house. The special guest arrived and nobody to take care of him. He came and nobody to look after him. He said, even the simple courtesy of anointing my head with oil, you didn't do it. Many of us have husbands that we have not given gifts this year. You've not wrapped up something for him and say, only, I appreciate you. Then you want somebody else to do the same for you. There's a placard in the office, in Reverend's office, that says, if your life is tight, check your what? If not giving anything, you can't receive much. You have to intentionally honor. That woman was intentional about her honor. She did not bring a cheap perfume. She did not bring a rag. She used her help. You know how precious the hair of a woman is? Hey. She used her human hair. Human hair. How much are they selling human hair now? She used human hair to clean Jesus' feet. She brought honor. When you say you want to honor somebody, that person that you are honoring will know that you are honoring him or her. If the person does not know, it means you have not honored. Jesus was able to differentiate. He said, you, a Pharisee, Simon, what have you said you have done? What you're supposed to do, you did not do it when it came to honor. I want to challenge each and every one of us that are seated here. Identify the important people in your life and don't let this year go by before you start honoring them. If you're a mother, teach your children to honor their father. The Bible says honor your father and your mother, not your mother and your father. My brother, my younger brother, did his PhD abroad in the US. And the moment he started earning his money and he became employed, you know, he took his family, he came back here, got married to his wife, you know, they went there together. Today, I think they have 3 kids. But since then, he has been sending money. But initially, because, you know, he's a first son also. I'm a first daughter, but he's my younger brother, but the first son. So first son are somehow always closer to their mothers than any of the siblings are. I don't know how that works. And so when he was going to send money, he sent to my mom. But my mom told him, is your father's? If you send it, I will give this one to him. I will send me my own. She did not take the honor of her husband. She helped him to understand that this is your father. He deserves the honor first. You cannot take the honor of your husband from your children. Their father's honor is different from your own honor. If I want to greet you as an elderly person, you cannot take the greeting that I want to greet you and the greeting that I want to greet somebody else together. That one for that person is that person's honor. Your own is enough for you. Let's teach the younger ones to arise. If you are a son of daughter here, understand that the Bible says honor father before mother. It might not look like it. It might not even train you. My husband's father left when he was in secondary school. There were 6 children. He shouldered the responsibility of his siblings. Carrying sand, becoming a bricklayer, a bread boy, and all those things. But he survived. And we are here today. And he honors his father every month. His father is still not with his mother. Not been together since that time. But he sent something to him. And since how many years ago? Since when we have been married. And we've been married now for 16 years. Every month. It is God that rewards us. We don't have people that help. I and my husband, I always say we are firstborns. But we have a God that neither sleeps nor slumber. He keeps looking after us. He keeps standing in for us. Anybody that knows us knows that it's the grace of God at work in our lives, nothing else. If you are close to us, you will know that. We don't have anybody we run to. We don't have any political affiliate. We don't have anything but God. We follow these principles and it has always worked for us. It is time for you to do the same. Stop turning your away from honor. Honor your father. Honor him. Stop doing the barest minimum. Wash his clothes. Wash his car. Wash his socks. Wash his undies. Don't take it and hold it like this. Nah. Nyama. Don't do that. Honor him. Honor your mother. Honor your pastor. Can you put your hands together? Man of God is here. If you think it's easy, come and try it. Just come and do what he's doing for a month. You will understand that it's not easy. He has to sacrifice a whole lot of things to be there. He deserves to be honored. He deserves to be honored. And I am not talking about just say, I appreciate you, daddy. I honor you, sir. And then you go. Go enter into Ilepo market. You see those malams that are selling long yam like this? Yes, you know those ones, not this one. So the ones like this. Just like two or three. A crate of egg, a bag of rice. Tomatoes and pepper. Say, Daddy, you need energy. God repents you, but I will also do my part. Stop calling on God to come and do what you can do. You are there. You have not done anything. And you are, when they call for prayers, you are the one that will pray the most fervently. Faith without works. No, answer me. Faith without works is what? It's in the mortuary. He's dead. You are praying for what yourself you are not doing. Appreciate him. A bottle of wine. This is the end of the year. Appreciate him. Do something. In CAC, my grandfather was a CAC pastor all his life. He was a man of fervent prayers. 3 hours. Every 3 hours he prays. And one of the things I know about Christ Apostolic Church is that they honor their men of God. Hallelujah. Every month, the women will gather their resources and buy, say, we are buying food for our father. We are buying food for our pastor. Every month, it is done. Today. It's you today. You know, we are a Gen Z church. And so sometimes, I've even known your pastor for 2 years, 3 years. Nothing has changed. And if you give a prophet a cup of water, it cannot go like that. You will receive the reward. You will prosper. That's what the Bible says. The Lord will help you. I pray for you today that the kind of honor that you need to give and the way you should give it, God will give you the grace to do it just right in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today that the Lord will give you the grace to identify the important people in your life and honor them rightly in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today that the words that will not be spoken against you because of your dishonor in the name of Jesus. The Lord will give you the grace to do it. I want you to rise to your feet. I want you to talk to God and say, Lord, give me the grace to identify the important people in my life. Give me the grace, Lord, to identify the important people that I am to be honored, that I am to honor in my life. Lift your voices and talk to God. Lift your voices and talk to God to identify the important people that I ought to honor. Give me the grace to identify them, Lord Jesus. Help me to know them. Help me to know them. Help me to identify them. Help me to place them right. Help me to begin to honor them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Thank you for tuning in on this episode. We hope you've been blessed and empowered to transcend new heights of faith and growth. Stay connected with us for more empowering and faith-filled messages. And remember, you are part of a community committed to transformation. Until next time, go forth empowered by God's grace.